Well, you'll be well familiar with Freya Marsh. She's been a regular guest on the show on and off over the time here on The Big Breakfast Blah. She is the subject of a new documentary called Beyond the Mat, courtesy of Jungle House Media, and we are delighted to have in studio Arthur Lopez and Alberta Rocha.
Alberta, we might start with yourself. First of all, tell us a little bit about you. Where do you hail from?
So, yes, I'm originally from Brazil, and I've been in this beautiful country for 10 years now. I'm living locally, close by to Waterford in Pewtown. So, yeah, so I'm here with Jungle House Film, representing and bringing this documentary, which is amazing. It's an amazing story that Freya has.
Freya is such a powerhouse of a girl. And as a mom, I want to call her a little girl, but I can't because she's 11 and she's so accomplished and she's so strong and she's so determined.
Incredible.
How did this come about? Because I imagine deciding to embark upon a documentary film journey, it starts from a little seed of thought, little conversations before you think there's merit in this.
Well, yeah, no, 100%. So myself, I train at Czech Mat in Jiu-Jitsu in Waterford. Talking to Wagner, which is the coach there, he's introducing Freya to me, and we're talking about the possibility of the documentary. So, and then I brought to the guys, brought to Arthur and to Guilherme, and he said, yes, that's an amazing story that we can definitely tell to everyone and show her. Because back then she was so small, right? And now she's much bigger, she's much stronger, and yeah, she...
You spotted the talent. Of course, martial arts, yep, very big in Brazil.
Yeah, it is. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is something, it's part of our culture, so...
I think it was just like an athlete's journey documentary. Mm-hmm. But once we met her and met her parents, like, we thought there was like, there's more, like, it's deeper than just Jiu-Jitsu. You know, it's a sort of like sacrifices and like family supporting. And then... 100%. Like, it was more like her story, and then like her parents, they do everything they can to bring her out there and bring her to competitions and all that. And she's so mature and she's so committed.
Huge commitment.
Super committed. Sometimes I told the guys, even during the shooting, we forget that she's a kid.
Yep.
Because she's so responsible and so mature. They're like, oh, she's not an adult. She's 10 years old.
Yeah. No, I felt the same. She sat beside me here not so long ago, and I had the same views as you. I had to remind myself that she's a young girl. You know, she's younger than my daughter, but she took those sacrifices on the chin. And she said, yeah, I'm going to this country on this week, and then after that, I'm going here. And my mom will be driving me here and flying me over. And she took it all in her stride. It's such a rare thing to be able to just say, yeah, that's my workload. And I've homework in school and I've all the other things that an 11-year-old has to deal with. How many hours of footage did you start compiling, Arthur?
Well, we started shooting in April last year, 2024. And then we finished in December 2024. So almost like a year of shooting. Yeah, we've been like, we travel across four continents under
that's a
year
big
of a,
commitment
of
on
a
your
year.
Part.
Yeah, we were like, Brazil, Portugal, USA, the Emirates. So basically, in terms of hours, we have like 120 plus hours of footage.
Wow.
And the film, it's only 80 minutes.
Oh,
18.
80. Yeah.
80. Oh, sorry. It was 80.
Oh, my goodness. I don't envy you the decision
imagine
to edit that.
Yeah.
You must
yeah.
have to be ruthless. Who's responsible for the editing here?
Arthur.
I did. Yeah. But that's normal. 120 is normal for like a documentary. You know, if the documentary is like an hour and a half, between 60 and 90 minutes, that's the average hours that you actually film. And for us, it was like probably a bit more because there's a lot of competitions. We travel different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like a journey because basically...
It was a huge commitment as well in terms of the logistics around traveling for four continents,
sure.
Hotels, flights, authorizations from the organization that the competition organization, the IBJJF or the Abu Dhabi organization. So it's...
I can see this living in your heads 24/7, mm-hmm. you know, every day different, every piece of new footage, maybe a different way into it or whatever.
Yeah, for the past year, that's been our head.
Yeah, because for us as well, like it, you know, we, like one day we were eating burgers and milkshakes in the US, and then the other day we were having like kebabs and going to a mosque, like in the Emirates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that was our lives like last year,
basically.
But you know, just following her around, and she was going to competitions in different countries, so we have to go and shoot those competitions.
Of course.
It wasn't a matter of like, oh, we go to this one, but not this one.
Yeah.
We went to all of them.
Yeah, we want to tell this story, not only as Arthur said before, not only about the competition itself, but the struggles that the family has traveling around as well. Because it's not easy. As it is difficult. It was difficult for us traveling four continents. For them, it's not easy.
Absolutely. No, that's their life every single day, and that's their life every year. And her trajectory is on a constant increase. Yeah. Like, she's definitely one to watch. The film airs this weekend. Where and when is that happening?
So it's happening on the Odeon on Sunday. So we have a private premiere on Sunday at 10 in the morning. So that we're sold out.
Yeah,
less than 24 hours.
Delighted.
Sold out. Yeah, and yeah. So that's the first step that we have now, and we're planning by the end of the year have it at Amazon Prime as well. So.
Brilliant.
The public can go there and
that's
watch
fantastic.
It.
Yeah. And I know I was asking you before we came on air, I know there's the plan to hopefully air this in film festivals across the globe, sort of. Are there any ones that you're willing to tell us that you've applied to, or what's the procedure there? Are you chosen? Do you apply? How does it work?
So basically, you know, a long story short, basically there's a website that holds all the festivals in the world. Then you go there and you apply your project, and your project needs to have like a trailer, the film itself, of course, the credit list, poster, you know, Freya has been in different articles this week, so we have to put the articles there as well. So whoever is speaking the festival knows everything about the festival. And like we applied to, I'm not sure how many we apply, but the one that we really want to go, it's like the one in London that's quite big, the London Film Festival. There is the Irish Film Festival in London that's also big. And, you know, it's basically films that were made in Ireland with Irish characters. And we apply for the US as well, Spain, just like the main ones in Europe and North America.
Ye have been in operation as a company since, is it last year?
Yes, since the beginning of last year, yeah.
Ye must feel so, so proud, not just of Freya, because I imagine she's almost like family at this point. You've spent so much time together.
Yeah.
But you must feel so proud of your own achievements, knowing now that everyone this weekend is going to sit down and watch the fruits of your labour and your efforts. Yeah. What will that do for your career? I imagine that will just bring it up to a whole other level.
Yeah, absolutely. The three of us, we've been working on this in this industry for like a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't know each other. And once we met, it was this nice connection. And then we've done other projects with Jungle House Films, but Freya's one was the biggest one. And for us to have this in our portfolio, it's something incredible. And the magnitude of the project as well, like, you know, not just the place that we've been, not the continents and all the travel, but like the, you know, because documentary is not like a film that you can like direct, it's scripted and all the kind of stuff. And then, you know, it's real people.
They are real life.
Yeah. They are not actors. Yeah. So like there's a lot of planning involved, as Roberto said as well. And for us, it's like just a big, we are so proud.
Mm-hmm.
We're proud to have this done and people to see it.
Yeah.
And then
we're talking those days that we haven't had the time to feel it yet.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
You're on the go all the time since last year with recording, filming it and editing and everything that involved producing this, the post-production as well, everything. So it's been quite busy.
This sounds so different because you've managed to find Freya the girl on a human level, you know, and all of the challenges, because any athlete will tell you that most of the time is spent in their heads, you know, and that it's a very personal journey, that when you're on the mat or you're in the ring or you're wherever you are, it's just you and you alone in there.
Yeah.
And to be able to capture that, well done, that's really
Absolutely.
Special. Really
yeah.
special.
So we're delighted to have spoke to you this morning. It's Alberto Rocha and Arthur Lopez from Jungle House Media. And let's give a mention to our cameraman over here. What's his name?
Guilherme Poça.
Oh, what a fantastic, come on, repeat that name. That is so exotic. Say it again.
Guilherme Poça.
That's
Guilherme,
fantastic.
Thank you so very much.
Thank
Listen,
you.
And to all, and we wish you every success.
Thank you.
Freya,
thank
if you're listening this morning, a massive shout out, Freya. We are all so proud of you here.
Very
in
proud of you. Thank you so very much.